Not all public art is paid for with tax dollars. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has found some art that may inspire you to just sit down and take it all in.
In fact, there's not just one piece, but soon to be eight.
Here, have a seat.
Artist Oscar Alvarado gives me a stool so we can talk about the massive job he's doing out at the rim.
That mortar sets up so fast in the Texas sun and heat.
He's transforming a dust-blown, less-than-an-acre traffic circle behind the Bass Pro Shop into a fanciful park, a respite from the busy commercial world that surrounds it.
Basically, it's going to be the gem inside of the whole ring of the park.
Alvarado cites the natural progressions of nature as his inspiration.
Yeah, you'll see different textures and shapes throughout. It's a series of undulating forms that seem to come in and out of the earth. These are fantastical, flowering structures that don't mean anything but represent everything.
These rounded shapes are benches, not a straight line in sight, built with mosaic tile, stone, and colored glass, giving each piece an almost cartoon-like appearance. But their whimsical look belies their structural strength.
My footings are so deep, and the concrete construction I use is so long-lasting that I hope they'll never find a reason to take these down, because they certainly won't fall apart.
The 130 linear feet worth of benches will be shaded by trees and structures designed to cool what's below. But between now and his August completion, there is no shade.
I grew up here on the south side without air conditioning. It's just a thing. I'm wearing long sleeves right now.
It's private dollars that will end up as very public art. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.